to listen. So in the car, I'm more, I prefer like the podcast. So we have the podcast for people who prefer to listen, and we have the YouTube channel for people who prefer to watch the video.
And I'm just going to get a little comfortable, guys. I'm
oh,
sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, maybe not. Maybe not. I'm going to get uncomfortable. All right, guys. So, the beginning. That's what we are going to talk about in this episode. We're blessed, Monique and I were blessed to have crossed paths at University of Maryland, Baltimore Washington Medical Center. And Monique has been in nursing. She's a nurse there. She's been there for...
16 years. Yep, in total, 16 years.
Yep, and I am... I work in IT. I was a tech there. For the first 3.5 years I've been at University of Maryland, and I recently was blessed to be able to transition over to a applications systems analyst position, which is for a very large electronic medical records system. So, how we met, I guess you can say, like, we were blessed to kind of have crossed each other's paths like dozens of times.
I would see him walking. I would park my car and I would see him walking across the parking lot, and I would just wave. At the time I was married, so I wasn't really like, I never looked at him as anything more than like he was a attractive looking guy, and I would wave at him. And it's so funny because I would be like, he's good looking. And I would go back to my job, and I told a couple of the girls that he was attractive. Like, I was like, you know, he's a good-looking guy. And they would be like, ha, 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 that's your work boyfriend. I'm like, he's not my work boyfriend. He's just cute. And, like, he would come to my department. When he would come in my department, I would be like, oh, he would walk. I would never do it in front of him. But, like, when he would walk away, I'd be like, wow, he's handsome, you know? So, in our relationship, I had had a lot of issues with my previous marriage. We were married for 10 years, and it just wasn't going good. It was repeated problems. I'm not going to go into detail, but repeated problems. And I prayed to God to release me from that marriage. And I was like, Lord, if this is not where you want me to be, please show me. Please show me signs. And that week, God showed me so many signs. So I'm grateful for, you know, being able to listen and God answering me, and he released me from that marriage. And me and Mike started off with just being friends and, mm-hmm. and walking.
And I guess, like, I'm sorry, babe, like, not to cut you off, but just to kind of, like, interject, like, with the previous, like, relationship, I can definitely say that my wife, through our communication, she was blessed to have a lot more good years than bad. Just to, like, not to sound like Mr. Goody Two Shoes, but like I'm so blessed, like, with us and our bonding, that I don't want any negative energy going out there about like anything or like anybody. So, you know, just to kind of clean that, you know, up a little bit. Even though you didn't say anything bad, but,
yeah.
You know, because I went through some stuff too. I just kind of like to keep it like that. But I have like I feel like I have like a superpower to kind of like wipe it out. So, you know, instead of me even like going into much detail about it, because look at this goodness glowing over here in my life that I have right now. If mentally I hadn't been always thinking about goodness and happiness, there's no way that God would have blessed me with my queen. You know, so, and that's just me. This is how I always am. And, you know, I'm just grateful, you know, to have someone who is me in my life. And, you know, like my wife was saying, like, you know, we started out, we were just like walking and, you know, I kept it that way because I wanted to keep it innocent, and I knew that she was still married. And to be completely honest, I was dating someone. I was actually dating someone who was a friend. And sorry to have the phone kind of right there like that, guys, but that's how we're kind of like recording the audio for the podcast as well. But I was dating someone who was a friend, a really good friend, and I felt like I really, if I wasn't completely honest with that friend, and with my, at the time, associate, who is now super blessed, I'm super blessed to have her as my wife, that it would have tarnished, you know, our union. So, you know, I feel like, and again, not to sound super corny, but I feel like I had to do everything, like, as a man. Like, you know, men, we definitely have to be men about things. Like, don't play games with people if you're not completely happy, or if you're questioning, you know, something, you see signs. Like, don't play games with anybody. Like, get out of it, or bring those things to their attention to see if you can fix them. So, you know, just to kind of get that little piece out of the way, I was completely honest with, you know, my friend at the time. And without us even, without Monique and I even starting, like, we were just walking. Like, we can say we were just we didn't do anything dirty, nothing. We were just walking, and I said, you know what, before anything starts, because the power, like, the energy between us is always, like, even when we, like, we're sleeping, like, I can honestly say, like, I can't go that long while I'm sleeping without going over and kind of, like, grabbing or, like, rubbing my wife. Like, I gotta touch it. Even if I'm not, even if we turn the opposite way, we still kind of, like, reach back, you know?
Connect, yeah.
Yeah. So not to jump around, but that's how strong the energy was between us. Like, when we were walking, we were talking, just vibing, like, looking each other's eyes. Like, it was really like something, it still is like something out of a book or something. Like,
yeah. And when we would walk in, I know Mike had lost weight, and we were walking, it was more of like, man, I'm trying to be healthier. And he had like mad tips on being healthy, and he had a girlfriend, and he would tell me things like, she's a little mean sometimes. And I would give him advice, and I was going through so much. He would give me advice, and he would pray for me. He's like, I'm praying for your family that things work out.
That's it.
And he would give me, like, you know, don't give up, continue to try. And I'm like, it was so different than anything that I ever had encountered before. And he was so honest. I remember one night, and this stands out to me. One night we were we would walk, and one night we were supposed to meet up. I think to walk or maybe get coffee or something. I can't remember what we were going to meet up to do, but we were supposed to meet up. And he was like, I'm going to go over my friend's house, his girlfriend at the time, and he said, I'm going to drop something off or something like that. I was like, okay. And I never heard of him. I didn't hear from him the rest of the night. So in the morning, I said, you know what? I didn't realize it, but I think I like you, and I like you, and you're in a relationship, so I'm just going to have to just step back and, you know, because I shouldn't have been upset, and I felt myself getting upset, and I knew something wasn't right, because if we're just friends and we're walking, and at that time I was separated, but if we're walking, I shouldn't have been upset that he was at his girlfriend's house, and I felt like I was getting upset. So I said, I'm good. And he didn't lie. He was like, yeah, I went over there and, you know, I stayed the night. And he was like, I'm sorry, you know, that I didn't call you back. And that was another thing. Like, wow. Like, he was even honest, because the average dude would have been like, oh, I fell asleep on the couch, you know, or my phone died, my battery died. And he was just 100 with me.
Nope. I mean, I knew, you know, it feels real good. What I can say is that being honest, man, I don't have to keep track of anything because it's always the same. Like, you know, this goes for anything. Like, you guys, like, you don't have to play around in your mind, like, on what story you're giving, because it's always going to be the same, because it's the truth. Like,
absolutely.
The truth shall set you free is real, you know? Absolutely. Even when the other person doesn't really want to believe, you know, the person who's getting that truth, they don't really want to take it in. Like, mm-hmm. whoever might be going through it, if you understand what I'm saying. Like, but it still feels good to know that I've always been, like, truthful. Especially, I'm never... Listen, I can't even put it into words, but you know, this is my queen right here, and she means like everything to me. Like I mean that. So just the thought of me like letting her down makes me feel bad. You know what I mean? Like I wouldn't even want to know how that feels. So basically, that's how I always wanted it to be. I knew that if I always stood on that, then everything else would just be blessed. And so far, that's what it has been, you know?
Absolutely. So that's how it started out. It started out just getting to know each other. When you want to say hi. So he broke up with his girlfriend, and he just came straight out and was like, I like you. I feel this energy. I want to give this a chance. I want to give it a shot. So he broke up with his girlfriend, and we just continued to just talk and communicate and
pray.
Yes, pray together. It was just...
And I never once prayed. I prayed, I swear, to this day, guys, I can tell you, I prayed that things work out with her and her husband. That was what I prayed. Mm-hmm. I swear, God, strike me where I sit right now if I did not pray that every time that we would talk. Because how would I look praying that a wife separates from her husband so that I can get her? Like, that's some real, like, heathen. Like, I'm not a super religious guy, but that's some real dirty scumbag, like, you know, type stuff. So I prayed for their union, and God delivered a different sign to her, which we'll get into on another episode.
Absolutely.
But even when she came, when she came to me about that sign and told me about it, I could have came right out and said, hey, that's it, it's over, I got her now. But right. I didn't even give advice. Right. I said, talk to your family, talk to your pastor. Not even your family. I said, talk to your pastor. She said, should I talk to the pastor? She asked me. And I said, yes. Yeah. I said, please.
And it's crazy because where we're at right now is amazing as far as with my whole family dynamic. The boys... We don't have a custody agreement with the boys. The boys are free to go over my house, his house. We live, like, I'm blessed to have that situation. There's no animosity between us. My ex is remarried, and I wish him the best. I'm remarried, and I'm doing great. The kids are doing so well. But when we did separate, we did have to... I suggest that everyone... gets their kids counseling whenever something major happens to them. We did a lot of talking, a lot of praying with the kids, but even though the kids were saying they were okay, I put all of our children into counseling, all of my three children into counseling, just to make sure, because, I mean, when you change the dynamic of a family, it's a lot on the kids, too. It's not just the adult that has the changes. It's the kids, too. So I would suggest anybody who is going through a breakup, seek counseling for your children and yourself, because it's a must. It's very important. Very important.
Yeah, don't try to do everything yourself. Like, you know, that's not logical. Like, that doesn't... If you don't have to. Like, if you have family... you have your church family, good friends, you definitely should, you know, communicate. Not saying like get everybody like in your business, but just to kind of ask, like, you know, opinions.
Absolutely. Know, and pray. Prayer works.
Whole lot of prayer.
When you ask God to show you what should I do in situations, God will show you. And in my situation, God revealed it so clear. And I'm grateful for that, because when I was released, I physically felt better. I felt like I could breathe different. I just felt like a better person, like a weight was lifted off of me. So go to God, because God will definitely direct you, you know. And it's nothing that, because like literally I was at my lowest. And God, I'm telling you, when you're at your lowest, God can lift you up. So always go to God and your family, your close family. But go to God first. I would definitely say go to God first.
You know, I might sound corny, and I know that this was like, you know, this episode is the beginning. This is what we want to, we kind of want to stick to our, like, subject, basically, right? But, you know, even right now, because I'm, like, I love my wife so much, right? Like, hearing her say that she was at her lowest kind of, like, bothers me, you know, because I guess as, and it took some, you know, it took me to be in relationships and life, have life experiences to know how to treat, you know, a woman. So that's why I say I try to extract positive lessons from everything that I've gone through in previous relationships and put it all here, right? What I mean by that is listening. I've always been patient. I've always been a good listener. Definitely honesty. You know, can I say like my entire life I've been like, you know, honest Abe or something? No, man, I've done my stuff in the past as well. But with communication and appreciation, you see a different, I literally, our everything as far as like our communication, everything is on the constant incline to me, right? It's like it's always getting better, because I'm always making sure that I put my queen first, right? And that I listen to her and I pay attention to her and I study her, and to see her happy and see her smile and grateful and glowing, like whatever she does, I can actually sit back and like admire that and be like, man, I played a part in that. And that feels so good, man. Like I can't even explain it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like planting a flower and then you just like watch it. Kind of like your kids, you know, like you're constantly watering them. You know, same thing like with your significant other, your girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife. It's the same. Like, you know, you have to constantly water
each other
and nourish.
Yeah, each other.
You can't just think it's just going to be like some magic that's just going to happen like on its own, or one person is going to have to constantly give more than that. No way. And when you see that person, pay attention. When you see that person, ask. That's not being like a pain or anything. Just ask. Babe, you okay? Babe, you good? I mean, that's letting them know that, you know, you're thinking about them and you're paying attention.
Right. And I think we touched on it a little bit, like, the other episode. But just, like, making sure you guys communicate. And, I mean, from the very beginning, I knew Mike was so different because he was so honest. Even when it was uncomfortable, he was honest with me. And I appreciate that so, so, so much. He just stood out. And through our whole relationship, it's like nothing I've ever experienced. He is just, the way he is with his daughters, the way he is with my kids. It's just amazing to, like, watch and to see how he's consistent Like, he never changes. I say that all the time. I say, Mike is always the same. And I would say for a person that is, you know, had previous relationships and people switch up and they go to sleep one way, wake up another way. It's just like to have him and he's always the same. He never changes. He never, you know, wakes up and don't speak. He's just always consistent. And that's the biggest trait that I appreciate. I appreciate about Mike is he's always consistent, even from the beginning of our relationship.
Yeah, when my wife is rushing to get out because she's, you know, 20, 30 minutes late for work, I walk her to the door and remind her that I need my Sugams Bookums.
Sure does.
I do.
They're like, you forget something. I'm like, my purse, my bag. He was like, no, my kiss.
Yeah, you got it. Let me love you before you. Let me love you when you're going, and I'm loving you when you're coming. You know, and you should still feel that love even when I'm not right there. Just feel it. Absolutely. That love, you know. And that's what it's all about. The same thing with the kids. You know, like, sometimes, you know, the kids, and this goes for all of them, you might be, like, doing something and, you know, you're really, like, into it, in the zone, and you don't really want to be, like, bothered at the time. But if you just take especially, like, right now with all this COVID stuff and people being depressed and, you know, you cannot just be, like, hey, man, you know, get the hell out of my face. You just can't do that. You can't do that to your kids. Like, you got to be, like, even with, like, you know, people, you know, just yesterday, the Squeegee Boys was out, and I was in Dundalk visiting, you know, visiting some of my people, and, you know, you had the guys out there trying to squeegee clean your windows. I usually don't have cash on me ever. I had a few dollars in my pocket, so I didn't even let them clean the window. I just said, oh, you know, don't worry about the window. And I just handed them a dollar, man, because that squeegee could have easily been a gun.
Right.
Saying, bruh, right. You know what? You don't have a buck for me squeegeeing your windows. Give me your whole wallet.
Right.
So, you know, it's all in how you look at things, how, you know, what. Just try to change your perspective to positivity and Absolutely. Just watch your life change.
And then also, when you are interested to a partner, your partner is not going to present perfect, you know, Nobody and that's knows. Either way. Like Mike, he had 3 biological kids. He had 2 bonus kids. So
when we met, I had 5 kids.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm like, out of 5 girls, at least 2 of them chicks ain't going to like me. That's what I told him. I was like that. Just like
it
wasn't
necessarily the different words, but yeah same
I was
thing.
Like, out of 5 of them girls, 2 of them is not going to like me. So I'm like, I'm not even going to go there with homeboy. And I was like, okay, I'm going to give this a try. You know, I'm going to see how it works out. And that just goes to show, don't judge a book by what you see on the outside. You know, I saw him going into the shoe store, and he had all these girls around him. And I waved, and he was like, yeah, these are my daughters. And I was like, oh, no. I was like, it was like the noise. I was like, oh, no. But
we just saw each other. Like, both of us, at that time, I was actually still married. But we would always see each other and have really good, like, interactions. That was probably the first time we was at the shoe spot. And that was the first time, like, we really saw each other outside
of work.
Yeah, but it would always be such a, like, I can't even explain energy. You, like, it's weird, right?
Like, we would, like, cross paths, but I was just
feel it. Like, yeah. I didn't want to just, like, I'm not even gonna lie. Whenever I saw her and we spoke, I wanted to hold her. Like, I know that might sound corny, but I did not want to walk away. And I could feel it with her too, mm-hmm. but she was always very classy, and both of us were married.
Yeah.
So, you know, we would just speak, hey, have a great day, you know.
And then one time I was coming in, outside on my lunch break, and he had walked past, and I said, hey, how you doing? And he said, oh, yeah, I'm doing good. And he mentioned that he had got divorced. And I said, man, you know, I'm sorry to hear that.
You noticed my ring wasn't on or something, yeah.
And at the time, I think I was I don't know if I was separated. I was still married.
Yeah, because you definitely, I always saw your ring.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just, I didn't see it like that when we started walking. That's when
I stopped wearing it. Yeah. So it was just like when we would talk, I would try to put a front like, hey, how you doing? You know, be real.
And then when
you
know, I walk away, apparently it was something.
I'll be like, woo.
But I was like, my wife is such a classy woman. Like, I'll say she has so much class that, you know, sometimes we'll be out and, you know, we'll, like, you know, even, it'll even be like a classy kiss and not like a, you know what I mean? She is a queen. Like, that's how a queen should, you know what I mean? Not that I care, because I don't care. I'll be like, that's my wife. I'm kissing my wife. And yeah. I'll be like, you know. But, yeah, she carries herself very well. And again, you know, I know nobody's perfect. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Nobody's perfect. But, you know, I do appreciate, you know, my wife's characteristics. And, you know, that was all a part of, you know, what drawn me to her. You know, in the beginning, like, especially on our walks, and, you know, she would always do little things like it would be hot, you know, we would walk like 2 miles, right, on our lunch break, and she would just bring me a little water every time. Like, I got you water. And I'd be like, these little mini waters. I'd be like, man, you know, this is like, that was special. It was very nice, you know, like.
And so, to this day, I'm always thinking about our kids, and I'm always thinking about, yeah, and other people, but my household. So just little things to make their day. Like, I might get my bonus daughter, like, a little woman's, you know, a couple of female products, and just to keep up the good work. And I don't know, I just feel like our kids are great kids, and I always want to keep them motivated. And, like, you know, like, when kids are doing bad, we are so, like, quick to be like, oh, they're wrong for doing this. But, like, do you reward them for all the things that they do positive? So I'm real big on rewarding them for being positive. And, you know, like, they all do good in school. All of them get good grades. All of them are honorable students. So we just want to push that. But basically, this is called the beginning of our relationship, and we just want to give you a little insight on how we got started.
It's a lot more to it, guys. We have, so far, I would say we have started on an absolutely amazing journey together.
Absolutely.
And I hope that, you know, we will grow old together and just continue to support each other and our family, and hopefully, you know, interact with you guys, and just to kind of bring you guys, like, a different, especially, like, right now, some other vibes, like, something positive.
Absolutely.
Some love, some good energy.
Some encouragement. You know, divorce is not the end of your life.
No, it's not. No,
it's not the, even though it feels like it.
I've been married twice. She was married once before us, so, and, you know, that's a whole, you know, another story as to, like, why, when you do things, like, you know, and it's not in God's design, it's just not going to work.
Absolutely.
because initially, like, we were even, like, looking at houses and stuff like that before being married when we were dating.
And never worked
Nothing
out.
Nothing worked out.
It
the
was
moment
like
we
clash.
Got married.
The moment we was like, you know what?
It was like,
let's get married.
God was like,
toot, everything just was a little colorful thing. It was like
a Rubik's Cube.
Yeah, it's like a Rubik's Cube. It's like all the colors just matched up. But when we try to do it ourselves, try to move in, let's just see how it works out. It must be us dating.
Yeah.
It did not work.
We looked at places.
I put my house on the market. It didn't work. We applied for things.
Rental properties. And other people would get them. You know, it just wasn't supposed to happen that way. But right after we got married, I mean,
I feel like God was like, you show me, and then I'll show you.
We got, because we can even give them, like, kind of the dates. We got married in
November.
I graduated in December.
When it's master's
degree.
We found
a house. Thanks, Mama.
Mm-hmm.
God showed us this house on We started working on credit stuff, what, probably like January?
January, and I sold my house in February. That was the hugest step, and I just want to briefly say that was a huge step for me selling my house, because that's where my kids slept, and I just really like...
How long you had that house?
I had that house for 10 years, and it was like my pillow. It was like my comfort.
Security.
That was my security blanket, my house. And
she moved with me into my rental little shack. it wasn't a shack, but it was very much outdated. It was a very much outdated rancher.
Yes.
And I had
all them kids is at one rancher.
Yes.
So it was a lot of mood swings in there and a lot of challenges, which we'll in other episodes we'll go into that.
Oh yeah.
But you know, you just got to step out there. And I knew we couldn't stay in my house. I knew we all couldn't fit in this house. So the best thing for me to do was to sell my house and me move there until we found another house.
Mm-hmm.
So that was it was a huge thing for me. I definitely felt like that was a challenge.
It was sacrifice. It was sacrifice.
But I knew it was a minor sacrifice for a great reward.
Yes.
And we were able to buy our amazing
dream home
that we're in now. And everyone's comfortable. It's enough room for everybody. It's three layers.
Yes.
Levels, not layers, levels. So everyone has their own space. We have a playroom. It's just amazing. And it just goes to show, like, when you believe in God and you stay positive, God will reward you on that positivity. And no matter how much you go through, no matter how low you get, because you will get low and things will happen.
Yes.
But God will see you through.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And he'll send you the right one.
Yes.
Just you got to be.
That is like a gift. Like I call, you can ask my wife, I call her my gift a lot. I definitely call her my blessing. I call her my gift. And I definitely call her my baby all the time and my queen, because that is what she is. Like, I mean, she is definitely a queen. Like, no doubt about it. Like,
thank you, baby.
And, you know, she is, you know, we're raising, you know, I'm blessed to be involved into more lives now. And together we're raising kings and queens.
Absolutely.
And
we want to make sure they have a good representation of love and what marriage is supposed to look like.
Yes.
So,
and always have somewhere secure that they can go and rely on. They know that they can rely on. And that's what we pray, you know, to always give them. And, you know, that's what the beginning is about. So we'll probably just ride on this on the beginning for a couple episodes, because we got a lot to cover. We don't want to bore you guys.
Absolutely.
Definitely over 30 minutes. So
yeah, we're going to wrap this up. But definitely want to...
So guys, don't forget Black Love Pages. Subscribe. Also, definitely if you like the content, because we love the feedback so far. It looks
absolutely
like you guys like the content. So if you want to know when we upload, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and that notification bell. And also jump over to Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Music, and Anchor. And you can stream the audio. So, and that's actually what we're doing right here with the Anchor app. Anchor, holla at us. Hook us up with some some sponsorship. Because we're supporting you.
Absolutely.
We appreciate your app. So
thank you guys. We love you guys.
Peace.